Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, hustlers. Asher Blake here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mind's a tangled mess of to-do lists and anxieties? You know that feeling when your brain needs a break but the world keeps spinning at warp speed? Well, today we're diving headfirst into something crucial for all you go-getters out there embracing self-care practices for better mental well-being. Because let's be honest, showing up as our best selves, mentally and emotionally, is non-negotiable, right? Now I get it. Self-care can sound like a luxury for the privileged or a fluffy, overly simplistic concept. But trust me, it's not about bubble baths and avocado toast, though those are nice. It's about intentionally carving out time and space to nourish your mind, body, and soul, because when you're feeling good inside, everything else flows better. So, let's break down some practical strategies that you can actually implement in your daily hustle. First up, mindfulness is your secret weapon. Think of it as hitting the pause button on autopilot mode. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing or simply observing your surroundings can work wonders. Ever notice how a walk in nature instantly calms your nerves? That's mindfulness in action. It's about being present in this very moment, not dwelling on the past or stressing about the future. Next, movement is medicine. Get your body grooving. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. A quick yoga session, a brisk walk around the block, or even dancing like nobody's watching can boost your mood and energy levels. Exercise isn't just about physical fitness. It's about releasing pent-up stress and clearing mental clutter. There to fuel your body with goodness. What you put on your plate directly impacts how you feel. Ditch the processed junk and focus on whole foods that nourish your cells. Think vibrant fruits, leafy greens, lean proteins, basically anything that makes Mother Nature proud. You're what you eat, folks, so treat your body like the temple it is. Now, let's talk about sleep. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. When you prioritize sleep, your brain recharges, processes information, and prepares for the day ahead. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality shut-eye each night. It might feel tempting to pull an all-nighter sometimes, but trust me, that's a recipe for burnout. Finally, cultivate meaningful connections. Humans are social creatures. We thrive on connection. Make time for loved ones, engage in conversations that spark joy, and build genuine relationships. Remember, you're not alone in this hustle. Reach out, support each other, and remember the power of community. Speaking of real-world examples, I was chatting with a friend last week who's been feeling super overwhelmed lately. She's juggling a demanding job, family life, and endless to-do lists. But after we talked about these self-care strategies, she decided to start incorporating small things into her routine. Now, she takes a 10-minute walk in the park during lunch breaks, makes sure to have a healthy breakfast, and dedicates an hour each evening to simply unwinding with a good book or catching up with her partner. The difference? She's feeling more grounded, less stressed, and way more capable of tackling everything life throws her way. So, let's recap. Mindfulness, movement, nourishing food, quality sleep, and meaningful connections are your pillars of mental well-being. They might seem like small things, but they make a world of difference when you consistently integrate them into your life. Remember, you deserve to feel good, mentally and emotionally. Don't underestimate the power of self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some self-care practices that work for you? Share your tips in the comments below, or tag me on social media at Morning Hustle Rituals. Together, let's build a community of support and inspiration. Until tomorrow, keep hustling, but remember to hustle with intention, joy, and a whole lot of self-love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.